This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my high and dry Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, around the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital near-room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there doing whatever you're doing tonight, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, and why you're doing it, doesn't matter. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can also check out our brand new website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, well, let's drift on over here right away, and let's get to our good friend, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, would you like to say the pledge?
Absolutely, Captain.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, right away, I want to get it out there. We have survived Tropical Storm Etta. A lot of flooding in my area where I'm at, a lot of flooding east of me, a lot of flooding north of me, a lot of stalled vehicles on the highway. Some roads are closed because of the water. We are out of the woods right now, so things are good in that respect.
Yes, exactly, Captain. But as I look all up and down the coastline there, and across most of Florida, of course, but in your area especially, very hard hit by storm surge, flooding,
yep.
lots and lots.
And we had one person that died because they got electrocuted in their home. The power was still on. They walked through some water and got close to a power source and got electrocuted in Bradenton Beach, which is Manatee County. So that was a very unfortunate circumstance. Now, I've got a caller on the line. I'm going to go right to the phone and see what's going on here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Lance Parker. I'm calling from South Pasadena, Florida.
What's up?
I'm thinking Trump's got the veterans back. He's done a lot of things for veterans.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, how come we aren't in Washington, D.C., showing that we have his back and having signs saying we didn't sign up for stolen elections. We didn't. Our guys didn't die on the battlefield just to have stolen elections. There's a saying, you know you are loved when people show up.
Okay, well, I'll answer that for you because I know something that you might want to hear about. So thank you for the call and appreciate the conversation. Kyle, what's going on Saturday in Washington, D.C.?
Well, there's the march, essentially the pro-Trump marches that are going to be going on.
They're trying to get a million people on the street in Washington, D.C. Saturday. It's going to go from the Supreme Court to the White House, and I know a group of motorcyclists that are going. They're called Bikers for Trump.
I know of a group of motorcycles that are going. As a matter of fact, they're leaving today to get up there to make sure they're up there in time to get everything going on. I believe there's some buses that are going up there, too. But for the gentleman that just called, it is the March on Washington. And it's everybody. It's veterans. It's teachers. It's all the Trump supporters. They're trying to get as many people as they can. I don't know that it's going to be a million people. It might be 10,000, might be 20,000, might be 5,000, whatever it's going to be. But there's your opportunity right there. And they are definitely doing that. Plus, the president, I believe, is going to come around. This is the rumor anyway. He's going to come around and have rallies in the battleground states where he's contesting the votes.
Well, you know, Captain, President Trump, if he does that, he will be, again, shining the light on the actual problem that's going on. Nobody is, and by the way, nobody that I know says they won't accept the results of an election. But if there are numerous, numerous egregious things that we have observed and have sworn affidavits for, well, then people have a different view of that. So it is absolutely pro-democracy to make sure that the election goes as it should, in the sense that it's fair and it's open and it's verifiable. And President Trump will be able to do something to the news media on this, and that is he'll shine the light on that again, and because they don't want to, evidently.
Yeah, and the Georgia Secretary of State yesterday ordered a recount of all 5 million ballots cast in the presidential election in Georgia to check the initial results showing that Joe Biden won by 14,000 votes. The recount will be conducted by hand, in each of Georgia's 159 counties, and it must be completed by the November 20th deadline to finalize the election results. In other words, they have till November the 20th, and then by law, they have to certify the results in Georgia one way or the other. Now, poll workers will review the printed text on the ballots and then sort them into piles for each candidate to check the accuracy of the results. The decision to start the hand recount came after the Trump campaign requested it on Tuesday, and the Georgia Secretary of State, Mr. Raffensperger, said he was not influenced by the Trump campaign, but because it was so close, there was going to be a recount anyway. This will now be a hand recount.
Exactly right. And, you know, Captain, we can tie this into – this is such an important issue. We can tie this into the importance, for example – of a COVID vaccine. We want to make sure that it works right before we get it out there. We also want to make sure that the elections, and even in Georgia, was accurate.
Hold the fort. Folks, will be right back with more, and they are starting to do some things here. It takes forever, I realize, but that's the process. You have to go through the process.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And I'll tell you what, thank God for Relief Factor last night. I had been doing a lot of different stuff, especially with this storm, moving things around and all that stuff, getting the things out of the wind and putting stuff in my storage shed, which since the last storm we had, the new storage shed that I got is bolted down. And strapped down so it can't fly away like the other one did and go into Tampa Bay. Oh, boy. But anyway, I put a whole bunch of stuff in there, and I was feeling the aches and pains. So when I came to the station, I took some Relief Factor, and about 20 minutes or so, it was gone. Gone, gone, gone. And that's what the whole purpose of Relief Factor is. It takes care of or even eliminates the pain associated with everyday exercise, living, pain that you may suffer with, inflammation you may have from whatever that's going on. And I know it works for me, and I know it'll work for many of you out there. All you got to do is try it. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and it also helps the healing process. So try the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Go to the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. You can find out all about the product there, how it works, 100% drug-free, ReliefFactor.com/captain, because all you got to lose is pain. And Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, now we have a caller from Georgia. I believe she's in Atlanta on the telephone line. And good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, good morning, and I am calling in because God bless you and the professor, because I am telling you I just spent most of my day trying to get to an answer and just wasn't able to do so.
Okay.
So I take your recommendations highly. To explain, I am totally blind. I've lived in Atlanta since I was blind, 20 years. Kelly Leffler and Purdue are asking this Secretary of State to step down, and I believe he should. And the reason why I believe he should, I am in Gwinnett County, which has been red for the longest time. I am a Republican and been a Republican for a long time. I went to vote. I voted early with my daughter.
Uh-huh.
And what happened for the most part is that we went in, got to the place. The place did take my ID and everything, and so I was blind and referred me to the person who was taking care of the machine that tabulates my vote.
Uh-huh.
And told me, I'm sorry, I don't know how to turn it on. I don't know how to.
Oh.
I don't know how to. Yes.
Wow.
So my daughter just happened to be there with me. I am, she was with me. The problem is that her being with me has been a problem every single time I voted in Georgia. They just, as far as I'm concerned, just don't care that a blind person is there. I've voted.
Okay.
Fulton County, and Fulton County did the same thing. I am in Gwinnett.
All right, now stop for just a second. Kyle, do you have the number I asked you to get?
Well, Captain, we've been looking at this during the commercial break. It looks like Georgia has a way to track your absentee ballot, but this isn't an absentee ballot situation.
All right.
What we might be able to do is refer you to the Secretary of State in Georgia, Brad Raffensperger's
office. That's right.
They
right.
have an elections office, and that telephone number there, they're in Atlanta, but their telephone number is 404-656-2888. That's 404-656-2871. That might be a place to start to find out if there is a way to verify that your vote was essentially cast at a polling place and if it counted. They would probably be the first place to stop. We're not, unfortunately, finding any other quick way of finding out anything in Gwinnett County.
Right? That's a start, Kyle, because that's the person that's running the election, the Georgia Secretary of State, and he did make the call yesterday, as we mentioned here in the last segment, to do the hand recount. So I think that would be a good start for you, ma'am.
Yeah.
And actually, to be quite honest, I really appreciate that. I'm just going to, because I'm blind and I can't write it down, just ask if Kyle will say it again, and as well, tomorrow, I will probably look on your website. If I do have any issues, and just go ahead and call, because you both mentioned the other day the telephone number to the president's.
Right, the Donald Trump campaign.
Hotline.
Yeah.
So
what?
Is that on the website as well?
It's on the Donald Trump website, DonaldJTrump.com. It's definitely on there. But let me give you the number that Kyle just gave, because I wrote it down. It's 404-656 2871. I'll repeat it again slowly. 404-656-2871. That is the Georgia Secretary of State's office. They're the ones that are running this campaign, the election, and I believe that would be probably your best bet locally, because I notice you're calling me from a 404 number.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, okay. Good, good. Well, thank you, and believe me, I will call y'all back. I will.
All right. Well, we want to know. We want to know. All right.
Yes.
Thank you very
yes.
much. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Yep. And Kyle, that was, I hope we helped her out, and anybody else that's in the same boat that had problems, I hope we did. Now, let's go back to the phone lines, because I think we've got Mike in Clearwater. Is that you?
Yes, sir. Professor, Captain, I was thinking about it for a long time earlier in the day, and I want the president to get all this overturned, but in the event that he doesn't, we've got four more years of Biden, right? Now, depending on how much damage he does, I really like Governor Ron DeSantis. I like how he runs the state, and I think that he should make a bid for the White House in 2024. He took, just like the president, he took a lot of heat. I really think that he didn't want to shut down the state back in March, but I think the pressure got to him. But the second time when they wanted to talk about shutting it down, he said, no, absolutely not.
No, because look what he did to our economy.
Right. So I want to ask you and the professor, yeah, do you think Ron should go after possibly becoming the 47th president? Does he have a chance? What do you think? Because I'm going to sit down and handwrite him a letter and tell him you should do this.
All right. Thank you. All right. And first of all, if President Trump doesn't get elected, okay, if for some reason his challenges don't work and Joe Biden becomes the president, it's of the utmost importance, primary importance, that we continue to hold at least one of the two seats in Georgia, U.S. Senate seats, preferably both. As of yesterday, Kyle, the Republicans have 50 seats. Alaska was certified for the Republican incumbent senator. So we have 50 seats. The Democrats have 48. If they win two, it's a tie. Who breaks the tie in the Senate if Joe Biden's the president?
That would be Vice President Kamala Harris.
Yeah. So we need to have at least one more Republican senator, preferably both of them, in Georgia. And you people listening to me in Georgia right now, my affiliates, especially you folks in Atlanta, you need to get off the stick and you need to get your friends and neighbors and let them know that this is important. This is not just a special election where, I don't care if I vote or this, that, and the other. Oh, no, no, no. You got to treat this just like as if you're voting for Donald Trump all over again. Get the heck out there, turn the vote out, and get them out to vote.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. It's all going to come down to the Georgia Senate races here. And, you know, it's we can't overstate the importance of it.
Yeah.
Because the only thing standing between us and a radical agenda by Joe Biden and the radical people who are influencing him now is having the majority in the Senate.
Right, the U.S. Senate. Now, when it comes to Ron DeSantis, if Donald Trump wants to run for president in 2024, of course, he'll be 4 years older. He'll be, I believe, 78, the same age as Joe Biden. Then it's totally up to him, meaning President Trump. If Ron DeSantis wants to run and be the competitor and all that good stuff, that's totally up to Ron DeSantis. But I hate to see Ron DeSantis, as good as a governor that he is here, in two more years, 2022, he runs for reelection. I hate to see him, as good of a governor as he's been, to not remain the governor and finish out another term, because I believe he'll have no problem at all getting elected to a second term because of the tremendous job that he's done for Florida. There is nobody in the country, nobody, that can hold a candle to what Ron DeSantis has done. And we just saw that with the election results and how fast we did it and how now Florida is the example for every other state in the country to model themselves after. All righty. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And if you want to give us a call, Kathy's going to give you the number. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As COVID cases surge across the country, Texas has become the first state to cross the 1 million confirmed case mark. According to new data from Johns Hopkins University, Texas has recorded 1.02 million coronavirus cases. Infections are on the rise in all but one state, with 39 states seeing increases in deaths. Governors in multiple states have enacted new restrictions over the last several days, trying to stem the tide of COVID cases in their states. More countries in Europe are also imposing new restrictions as cases are on the rise across the continent. Travelers to Spain will now have to prove they've tested negative for the virus before they're allowed into the country, as Spain tries to fight off a second wave of COVID infections while also trying to help its suffering tourism industry. All travelers from areas the European Union designates as high-risk countries will be subject to the rule. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico Insurance has been saving me money for going on 15 years, and they can save you money, too. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, the other thing they can do is if you have not just a car or a truck, a motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, how about if you got a homeowner's or renter's insurance policy and you want to get a cost comparison, all you got to do is go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and while you're there, type in your zip code, and they will give you a cost comparison for anything that you got, and maybe you'll find out what I did. You save money, and by the way, knock on wood, there it is right there, knock on wood. If you're a safe driver, you'll get a 10% discount every year, and that keeps your insurance down, too. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We have a caller on the line. I'm going to go right to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. This is Susie. I'm also calling from Georgia.
All right. What's up?
Hey, I got a quick question. I've listened to the news all day. They're also talking about Kemp. There's nobody able to get a hold of Kemp to ask him questions about, you know, these election results. He seems to be an Iden.
Uh-huh.
We've also, they're giving out phone numbers for Kemp and his office, but it's kind of puzzling to me of what's going on with that situation.
All right, well, let me try to help you, because I'll give, and this is the number that we got during the break, because we gave everybody the Georgia Secretary of State's number. I'm going to repeat that in a minute. But the number I'm going to give out now is the Trump voter fraud number. You might get a lot further with this one. Are you ready?
Okay.
It's 888-883-3526. That's 888
503-3526. That's the Trump Voter Fraud Hotline. If you want to report anything or you got any specific questions about that, but if you want to go straight to the source, the person that's controlling the elections in your home state of Georgia, it would be the Georgia Secretary of State, and his number is 404-656-2871. That's the direct line. I'll repeat that also, 404-656-2871. So now you got two numbers.
All righty. Also, I got a theory. I don't know if anybody else has come up with this idea. You know, January the 20th or whenever the inaugural
20th
is going to be. Yeah, I kind of got a theory and a hunch that this election is going to be like the whole year 2020. It's going to be a funny election, but also I got a good feeling that everything's circling around Harris to be become president. I got a hunch that they're going to come up with some crazy idea that Biden, if knock on wood, he is elected as president, that he's going to have some kind of medical issues that is making him not being able, capable of being our president, and boom, let's automatically throw it in her corner and let her take the reins and make history altogether.
And you are not the lone ranger on that thought. Trust me, a whole bunch of people are thinking that, and we've talked about it here. Kyle and I have talked about it.
Okay, it's been a weird year, and just everything playing out like it is. If I was Biden, I'd be watching my back, or have, you know, just hoping he's not gonna president. But if something happens, then yeah.
All right. Well, Susie, you take care up there. You're in Valdosta, I take it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you take care, and you tell our good friend Scott James up there that he's the mayor, and he needs to be the mayor.
I hear you. I'll take care.
Thank you very much. Okay, so that's Susie up there in the Valdosta area. Well, Kyle, we have talked about that I don't think Joe Biden is going to last 4 years.
Well, that's right. For one reason or another, I don't think that something horrible will befall him, and we hope nothing does, obviously. But I think, as Susie was talking about, they could couch it as a medical issue. He certainly has medical issues. That's obvious. But then there's something else that was being set up before the election, Captain, and that was by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in the House talking about creating some kind of body that would evaluate 25th Amendment sort of issues. And that wasn't for Trump, to try to remove Trump. I think they were setting that up potentially for Joe Biden, because that way, if they can get Joe Biden out of office, then that installs Kamala Harris as the new president. And so, you know, weirder things have happened, but poor Joe, you know, we've been watching him the whole campaign. He's gotten worse, not better.
Yeah, and the Black Lives Matter co-founder has requested a meeting. She says she has a message for Biden. The message is, quote, "We want something." Black Lives Matter.
That's right. That's very right. And now, so here comes the hard part, as they say. Joe Biden talked about wanting to bring everybody together. That's very, very disparate, and the agendas are going to be disparate. And it's going to be it's easier said than done. Those are campaign things that you say in a campaign, I guess, from his perspective, but trying to put it into practical ways. In fact, Captain, over here in California, in Los Angeles, Mr. Gascon won the district attorney level, and he's going to have a meeting with Black Lives Matter.
Two of the candidates in Orange County, the Republican candidates, I understand, are going to win their congressional seats, even with all the shenanigans that may or may not have been pulled. I heard that announced tonight, so that's two more to the Republican side of the aisle, plus one that we heard about today somewhere along the line. Nancy Pelosi is going to have one of those just barely majority leads, and she's going to be in big trouble in the House of Representatives. It's not going to be an automatic anymore.
Well, that's right. I think you're talking about young Kim beating Harley Ruda, and I think Michelle Steele, I think, also going on to victory.
I just heard it was two people over there. Don't know who the two were.
Yeah, but this is really, really important because last time around, Orange County went blue, and now these are very important
races. All right, we're going to go back to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good evening. Good morning, Captain. This is Mel in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Okay.
As far as Kamala Harris is concerned, I'm an American who happens to be black. How in the world is she able to even consider to be the President of the United States? She is a Canadian citizen. She was born in Canada. I mean, the parents were Canadian citizens. Before they moved here to the United States.
Actually, one of them was an American, and that's how she gets to be an American.
Which one was that?
I don't know, but one of her parents was an American citizen, naturalized citizen. That's what we've been told. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not buying that. They may as well take that to make. They might buy it.
Okay. Well, who certifies the validity of the candidate, Mel? Who certifies the validity of the candidate? That's part of the problem. Do you know?
I would have to think that a birth certificate would.
No, sir. No, sir. It's the political party certifies the validity of the candidate that they are eligible to do what they say they're going to do, and that's how all of this gets done. That needs to change.
Well, right. There's a lot of fraud in that regard.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't put anything past nowadays the Democrat Party.
That's how we got Obama, by the way, because of that rule.
Well, I think that should be contested, and I think all of what we
takes the Congress to do it, my friend, and we don't have the Congress, the House of Representatives, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, plus these political officials, they think that we work for them instead of them working for us.
Oh, I know, but I'm coming up on a break, and I got to let you go. But very good point, sir, Mel. And again, Kyle, before we go to the break, you knew that, right, about the certification of the candidate?
That's right, yeah, it's from the DNC, basically.
Yeah, we do not have the proper vetting procedure anywhere because the Founding Fathers never thought something like this was going to happen. I've had this conversation over and over again with Frank Silvato. We did not have the proper vetting procedure in place for our presidential candidates, and even so far as that goes, for our senators and our congressmen, because it's left up to the political party to determine whether or not they are eligible to run for the office they're running for. That's just the way it is.
Well, it's just another part in a larger issue of getting election reform in this country.
And how are we going to do that if we don't control the House and the Senate? And we don't. All right. Hold on, folks. We'll be right back with more. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways. And, yeah, we got quite a bit to talk about because of what's going on in my backyard. By the way, Etta is coming on shore up above me, I believe, in Citrus County. And it's going to cut across towards Jacksonville. So we'll get to all that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and you are listening to me and Kyle Warren as we are broadcasting here from my flagship station in Tampa, Florida. Also, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. When you see that big old billboard sign out there, pull on in there, check them out, and take advantage of the fact that if you become a member of their Drivers Club, you can get points for not only buying fuel there, which is always competitive, but also for food and stuff that you might buy in the travel store. So think about that. And tell them the captain sent you. Get that nice free hot cup of coffee when you go on in there on the Third Watch. All righty, here we go. I'll give you three guesses, Kyle, to tell me what that song is.
Well, that's on the Dark Side. That's Eddie and the Cruisers.
You bet it is. That's the original Eddie and the Cruisers.
That's right.
Yeah, not the movie. That's the original, and they're doing their thing right there, and boy, are they. They're having a good old time, and that sax player is really pretty good, too. By the way, this portion of the program, as I said, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. Stop on by, get that nice, free, hot cup of coffee. Well, here we go. I'm going to read the weather statement. I'm going to turn it over to you because everything that is going on in my backyard is making national news because of where this storm's going and what's going to happen further up the East Coast. Now, Tropical Storm Etta is forecast to move inland. It's already done that here in Florida, over the northern portion of the Florida Peninsula. Didn't make it to the peninsula. It made it up towards Big Bend, that area, Crystal River, Homosassa Springs, where it's coming ashore, cutting across towards Jacksonville. Then it's going to go right up the coastline. Now, that being said, tropical storm force winds, a life-threatening storm surge, heavy rainfall, all happened. We had tornadoes bouncing around, the typical little Florida tornadoes we have here, nothing all that tragic. Had them all day yesterday, still got some warnings in some areas tonight. Flooding is the big problem, though, flooding. We've got some roads that are shut down. We'll get to that in a little bit. We've also got a lot of beach flooding, erosion, and heavy rain has led to flash flooding, which will take place through Thursday into Friday from Florida up into the southern Appalachians and the middle Atlantic states where the front is going to meet, where another front is going to meet up with Etta's moisture coming in that direction. So we're going to have a lot of problems up the line, South Carolina, North Carolina, also Virginia and Maryland. And you take it away and tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're going to take a quick tour out west here just real briefly. We've got Winter Storm Watch up in the Seattle area. This stretches all the way down through Portland, Oregon, through the Eugene area, and on down to the California border. We also have a high wind watch along the west coast, of course, there in Oregon. This is in the Portland area, stretching all the way down towards the California border. So if you're coming up I-5, you might encounter some of that with the high winds there on the coast. Then also over in Idaho, we have a winter storm watch. This is in the Boise area. We've got winter storm watches also near the Pocatello area. Well, it's a little bit east of there, a little bit north of there. But down in Logan, Ogden, and Salt Lake City, winter storm watch as well. High winds just west of Laramie. So if you're trucking across I-80, you're going to encounter that. Then also in most of the northern part of Nevada, this includes Reno and Carson City, we've got a big wind advisory going on there and a high wind watch in the northern part of Nevada and also the parts of northern California of eastern northern California. This is north of Pyramid Lake. And then the good news is the frost advisories and all that have disappeared out of California, but it's still cold. And looking at a couple other quick temps in Bozeman, Montana, it's 13 degrees. In Butte, it's 12 degrees right now, Captain. Still cold up there in Montana, and lots of snow, of course.
Okay, well, I'm going to get into the big mess here in the south and the southeast and the middle Atlantic states coming for today. Of course, the danger of the life-threatening storm surge is not over yet. The water will be going down over the next 12 hours or so. It'll take an entire tide, low tide, high tide sequence to get the water back down and back out of the areas where it's come into. And, yes, we did have a storm surge, which included not only the Florida Gulf Coast from Bonita Beach to Suwannee River, but all the way Tampa Bay down to Charlotte Harbor. And tropical force winds we had. We're still getting some winds tonight in my area, Tampa Bay, 30 to 40 miles an hour. It's not much higher than that. It was earlier in the day. We did have some winds approaching 60, and in a couple cases I heard 70 miles an hour. But the winds will be dying down during the night. However, interests that are to the north of me and going towards Jacksonville and going up towards the middle Atlantic states, you should all monitor the rain that's coming your way. That's going to be the big problem because the heavy rainfall from Etta will continue to spread northward across west and central Florida through Thursday with additional flash and urban flooding possible from South Florida all the way up through North Florida and across the I-4 corridor, as well as from about Crystal River, Homosassa Springs to Jacksonville. Now, we do have some flash and urban and isolated river flooding, which is happening right now. You cannot see in the winter, in darkness when the water's there in the road. You cannot see. So the rule is turn around, don't drown.
Absolutely. If you see water, you can't tell how deep it is. And your car can get picked up and carried away in just a few inches of water.
6 inches of water will pick a car up and move it.
That's right.
Yep.
Exactly right.
Yep. If you happen to stop and go, well, I don't know where the road is, all of a sudden there goes your car and you're in it. Now, again, this is going to be over. Things are going to calm down. There'll be a light at the end of the tunnel. Come daylight tomorrow, it's going to be interesting to see what's going on. A lot of people in the low-lying areas have just basically been hunkered down in their homes to see what would happen, and they're looking out in the street and seeing the water out there and whatnot. But you might be in store for a little surprise, so just be prepared. But that's why we have insurance, so if something happens, you know, you're well taken care of. But, again, going back to what we're trying to point out here, you've got weather way out west, winter weather in the mountains. It is that time of the year. And over here, we have this tropical system. Now, the funny thing is, there's another one not coming this way, but there's another one out there that's going to hit Central and America. Theta is the name of it.
That's right, Theta. And so you're right.
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. Theta is out in the ocean. I got the wrong one there. The other one we've got is 70% chance of cyclone formation in 48 hours. It's a tropical wave. It's right there south of, Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, and it's coming straight across towards the Yucatan Peninsula right now, straight across.
Wow. I mean, we're losing count of the storms. There's a lot of them that have formed.
Well, you got Eta, got Theta. That's in the ocean going back towards Europe, and then you got this other one that's down below, a tropical wave that's coming across out of the Central Caribbean Sea, which is producing a large area of thunderstorms and heavy rain. So that'll be a big rainmaker, too, it looks like. All right, hold the fort there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be coming right back with more. Kathy's going to give you the phone number. So don't go nowhere. We got lots more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.